Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, Zach. I was calling in regards to getting a line of credit or a loan, or I don't know what you guys have available. Do you have a line of credit available for?
We do. We have loans. You do equipment financing. We do offer lines of credit. Did you receive a mailer from us by chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you happen to have – can you hold on 1 second, please?
Sure.
Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code that was on that mailer?
2311.
Okay. 1 second.
04. Sure.
2311. Okay. Please continue.
Okay, 2311.
2311, got it.
0401.
01, okay.
00029.
Okay.
4378.
4378. Just 1 second while I pull up your file, okay?
Okay.
And am I speaking with Magdi?
Actually, Magdi was the old owner. We purchased this property from them, this business from them in 2014.
Okay. So is the name of the – what is the name of the new company?
The new company is Lakewood Arco AMPM.
Okay, gotcha. And then your name is?
David.
David. Nice to meet you, David. And the last name?
A-S-E. M-A-N, F-A-R.
F-A-R, okay. And then are you the new owner? Or?
Yes.
Great, great. And then, okay, and in case we get disconnected, is there a best number for me to reach back out to you on?
310-793-6919.
6919, perfect. Okay. Okay, so I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for the business, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay, sure.
So the business is still located on 2011 Delamo Boulevard in Lakewood?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then the new business classification, new structure of the business, is it a proprietorship, an S-Corp, a C-Corp, LLC? S-Corp. Great.
S-Corp.
Okay. And then time in business, was that 3 years you had said?
It's
about two and a half.
It's going to be 2 years in August.
2 years, okay. And then finally, lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out some information?
You can send it to D, and my last name, Asamanfar, at gmail.com.
Okay. Asamanfar at gmail.com. Okay, so what you had received was an offer for funding. We have a multitude of programs. If you just like to tell me what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for you, okay?
I do prefer a line of credit. That's what I prefer.
Okay. We offer lines of credit. Typically, they're for our customers that have a credit score of 720 or above. Would you happen to know your credit score by chance?
About 820.
We could definitely do a line of credit for you. How large of a line were you looking for?
About 2 and a quarter, or maybe even 250 if I can.
Okay. And what was the use of these funds? Just for operational costs, or are you doing bringing on additional employees, or bulk purchasing of inventory?
Yeah, basically it's multiple things. I mean, I need to do some improvements, stuff like that into the business, and
okay.
Also some cash flow.
Improvements and cash flow. Are you doing any sort of renovating, bringing on new equipment or anything like that?
New equipments are probably, I would say, maybe about 8 to 10% of that.
Okay, okay. Because we also, the reason I ask is we also have an equipment finance program, which is that we usually typically use for any sort of equipment. And that's more like a car loan where it would be a monthly payment, 2 to 5 years, if that would be a good fit for you.
Okay.
What kind of equipment was it that you're looking to replace or bring on?
Some ice machines and some... Replacing of the refrigeration equipment that I have. But you know, but again, that's really minimal. It's not really, you know, I could really pay for those in cash if I wanted, if it was only that.
Okay. Yeah, and so let me ask you this. With regards to our working capital loans and lines of credit, it's actually based off the cash flow of the business. We lend off of the gross annual sales of the year previous. Would you happen to know what you guys did last year in sales?
Total sales?
Yeah. Your gross sales, yes.
Gross sales for last year, for 2000, last fiscal year. About 6.6 million.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, just based on that number alone, we could actually offer you a lot more, upwards of, you know, 600 to 700,000 if you needed it.
Okay. But that's a lot of credit, right? It's not something that I'm paying interest on if I'm not using it, right?
Correct. But once you start using it, then obviously you're going to, you know, start paying on that. Right.
Okay. And what's the rate on this type of loans?
Typically, start in the single digits, but I would like to give you a more concrete answer, but it's tough to do that without really looking at the financials. We look at cash flow, we look at credit, we look at time in business. You know, those are the factors that where I could give you a more concrete answer. We have a very simple process to see, you know, what can be made available. It's a one-page application. And like I said, we would need to look at, you know, 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And, you know, that should be give us a snapshot of the business that we need to make the best offer possible without, you know, creating any sort of burden for the business as well. Have you done working capital or anything like that in the past, or do you have any current working capital loans out?
No.
Debt-free?
Debt-free.
Excellent. And one last question. Have you reached out to your local bank at all, gotten any feedback from them as far as, you know, what they could do for you?
They not really geared towards the gas stations. They just don't like the gas stations, I guess. Most
they consider it like a risky business,
which they're absolutely wrong about it. So.
I know. Yeah. I go to my local gas station four times a week. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's no, I don't have any loans on that. I mean, right now, no.
Okay. Well, great. You know, what I can do, and, you know, what kind of term were you looking for? We typically, our first time, you know, I know that, because it's going to be half and half, actually. It'd be part line of credit, and then it would be part a loan. So our first time customers, typically, it's 6 to 24 months in length. As far as terms go, I have seen them go as long as 3 years. Did you have a specific term in mind?
For the line of credit?
For the loan part of it.
Okay. Does it have to be half and half?
Typically, that's how it works. I can request for just a line of credit, but just to get the foot in the door to see what can be made available, we have to approach it kind of like it's a half and half.
I really don't have an answer for that for right now, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay. Would it, we'll just say maybe the longest term possible?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not really sure if I'm gonna take the loan right away. If I do, it's gonna be very minimal.
Sure. I'm just trying to see what we can make available to you. And obviously, you know, you take what you want when you want. But again, just wanted to see what we can make available to you.
Okay.
Let me see. And then, you know, is there any sort of return on investment with this? Is this just more of a, you know, improvement type deal just for the future?
Return on investment, right? No, I would say at least for the future is just for the betterment.
Betterment. Got you. Okay. Well, David, here's what I can do is I can shoot you out an email, you know, giving you a little further explanation, the highlight reel of our working capital lines of credit program. I will attach the information that we would require to see what we can make available to you. Typically, once I receive that information back, we can have feedback for you inside of 24 hours. If you do like what we have to say, we can have you funded in another 48 hours. So it's a very expedited process. We work pretty quickly. Would you like?
What is the rate? I mean, it's a single digit and it goes up to double digit.
It can. But it sounds like, with your credit score, the cash flow of the business, even your time in business, it's been almost three, it's going to be coming up on 2 years, that would not be the case. The reason that I say it goes up beyond that, because we deal with people in credit tiers A through D. So, obviously it can go further into double digits, the worst that someone's credit is, and, time in business and cash flow. So we help out everybody. Basically, we have the capability of helping out everybody.
I would if it's gonna be if it's gonna be like a 7 or 8 or 9, it's still gonna be high for me because I do have excellent credit. I have other sources that I really this is just something that it's kind of one of those things that you have to prove that you don't want the loan in order to get it.
Right.
that's kind of oxymoron, I guess. That's what we call it. I mean, these days, that's the way it is.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Really, I'm not in a position that, in a financial position that I'm, that I have to take a loan. I don't have to do anything. I can just stay put and be happy. And whistling all the way home, but it's good to have a line of credit just in case you want to do other stuff. That's what I'm basically mostly looking at. So
absolutely.
I'm not going to pay a lot of interest for no reason. So
that's, right, and that's I completely understand that. I understand it, and I do want to get you the most accurate numbers. I just don't want to throw out an arbitrary number out there and have it be incorrect and give you misleading information.
And what is the cost of this loan?
As far as total payback or?
No, as far as basically getting getting the initial cost, the loan origination fees or.
We can pending on the program we get you into. Typically we do we have waived origination fees. Typically they're like $250 for origination fee, but again. I can make a request to waive that, so it would be barely inexpensive for the whole thing to happen.
Okay.
But that would be if you were going to follow through with the loan. If there's no obligation to you for us to look into go, take your information to underwriting and see what we make available to you, that offer is good for 30 days, so you could have that in your back pocket and, shop around if you needed to, see if you could find something better. We actually do have a beat or match policy as well. So if you did shop around and find something better, we would feel obligated to either have to match that or beat that.
I see. Okay, go ahead and send me the email. I'll be going out of town this afternoon, so I'll be back on Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous. Are you going on vacation or
business? A business trip, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will put that together for you, have it out to you in about 10-15 minutes, and maybe circle back, check in with you next Thursday or Friday.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Hey, Dave, do you have any other questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking today. Is there anything else?
No, I just want to get a picture of what I'm getting into and how is that going to be a personal loan or?
This is it goes on your business credit.
It's not a good business credit, so it will be based on the. It will be attached to
your business and not you.
Okay, and it would be a recourse or non-recourse or what?
With regards to what's going to happen if there's no non-payment or.
Well, is it going to be based on? Is it going to show on my personal credit? That's what I'm talking about.
No, it does not. It shows up. It actually helps build a business credit. These loans, they do not affect your personal credit in any way whatsoever. So it will. It's, it goes
okay.
Strictly on the business.
Okay.
So Dave,
I mean those things. It takes your debt ratio higher, and then you can't do any personal business at all. I mean that way.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to affect your personal credit in any way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'll wait for your email.
Yeah, it should be arriving in 10, 15 minutes, and I do appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to speak and meet you.
Thank you.
All righty, Dave. Take care.